Sport on RTE Radio 1.
22 minutes to 8. Des Cahill, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, Mary. Well, the background to Vera Powell leaving the Irish football setup should be revealed when FAI Chief Executive Jonathan Hill meets the Irish media this morning. Hill will be joined by Mark Canham, the FAI's Director of Football. They're also expected to address the FAI's financial debt and the future of Stephen Kenny as manager of the men's national team. Now in golf, all 12 members of Europe's Ryder Cup team are set to play in the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth, the flagship event of the DP World Tour. Play began at 6:45. Three of the strong Irish challengers go out in the next 90 minutes. Padraig Harrington teeing off at 8:25, Rory McIlroy at 8:40 and Shane Lowry at 9 o'clock. Yesterday there was a lot of focus on the upcoming Ryder Cup and a trip made to Rome on Monday by all of the European team to play a practice round on the course. Rory McIlroy gave his impressions of the tough conditions they found.
Yeah, look, it's penal off the tee. You miss fairways and you're going to struggle to get to the greens. I think there's some holes where maybe warranted more than others. There's a few short par fours that I think if you're, you know, hitting less than driver off the tee and you do miss the fairway, yeah, you should be punished. But, you know, there's a couple of the longer holes that, you know, maybe the rough is not quite as severe and you can, you know, at least get like a 7 or an 8 iron on it and get it, you know, advance it quite a bit down the fairway. But in terms of just the condition of the course, and I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen better fairways. The fairways were so pure to hit off and, you know, the greens are in great shape and everything. You know, it's been a hot summer over there, but, you know, the course is in fantastic shape. And, yeah, you just got to keep your ball on the fairway off the tee.
Just in terms of how useful was the trip itself in terms of sort of bonding with players that you might not know as well as others, sort of Ludwig, etc.?
It was amazing. You know, I'm sort of surprised it's the first time we had ever really done it. But yeah, there's a few new faces on the team and I thought it was a great exercise in terms of getting to know one another a little bit better. And I had an opportunity to play with Ludwig for the first time on Monday, which I was excited about. And I told him, I said, I've been looking forward to this for a while. But yeah, so it's just been, not that I need to get any more excited about an upcoming Ryder Cup, but you know, that little trip definitely got the juices flowing on Monday.
That's Rory McIlroy. Now, after 3 days' rest that have allowed everyone to catch their breath, the Rugby World Cup resumes tonight when France take on Uruguay in the first of 8 matches across the next 4 days. France will be heavy favourites despite making 12 changes from the side that beat New Zealand. Uruguay didn't play in the opening round of fixtures. They're ranked 17th. They're appearing in their 5th World Cup, but they've only won 3 of their previous 15 games. Wales also make lots of changes. They make 13 changes for the game with Portugal. And the Irish team to play Tonga on Saturday will be named this afternoon, but unlike Wales and France, it's expected to be a strong Irish lineup. Johnny Sexton tipped to be out half again with Conor Murray at scrum half. In cricket, a remarkable performance from England's Ben Stokes, who hit the highest score by an England batsman in a one-day international in a 181-run trouncing of New Zealand at the Oval. Stokes himself scored 182 off 124 balls, including 9 sixes and 15 fours. In racing, 3-time UK champion flat jockey Oisin Murphy will ride at the Listowel Festival next Tuesday. It'll be the Kerry native's first ever time to ride at Listowel. And today's action is at Naas, where the first race is off at 1:55.
All right, Des, thank you. And we'll be back with Des in about an hour's time.